We've seen the problems in education and justice, but there's a deeper crisis. Most people don't even understand what AI is doing in their lives right now. I'm looking at these public surveys, and it's shocking. Maya, you've been working on making AI concepts accessible. What are you seeing?
The deliberate obfuscation is staggering, Alex. Companies actively hide AI systems behind friendly interfaces while collecting massive amounts of data. Yesterday, I ran a workshop at the community center, asked 20 adults to explain how their social media feed decides what they see. Not one person could articulate it beyond the algorithm. Shows me stuff.
That's exactly what I'm finding. Luis, you're on the front lines at the public library. What questions are people asking?
They're not asking questions. That's the problem. People come in confused about why they got denied for a loan, why their kids are seeing certain content, why their insurance rates jumped. They don't realize AI made those decisions. Last week, Mrs. Chen brought her denial letter. The bank's algorithm flagged her zip code as high risk. She had no idea a machine made that call.
This is intentional design. These systems are black boxes by choice, not necessity. The companies could explain their algorithms in plain language, but opacity protects them from scrutiny.
Miguel, you teach media literacy. How do we even begin addressing this?
We start with concepts, not tools. People need frameworks for thinking critically about automated decisions. But here's the challenge. I primarily work with kids who adapt quickly. Their parents and grandparents are drowning. David, you're dealing with this at home, right? Every day. My daughter uses AI for homework, my son's on TikTok constantly, and I have no idea what's safe anymore. The school sent home a letter about responsible AI use that might as well have been in ancient Greek. I'm a contractor. I work with my hands. Nobody explains this stuff in language I understand.
That's the literacy emergency. We have entire populations excluded from understanding systems that control their lives. Nadia, you translate tech for general audiences. What works?
Concrete analogies and anger, honestly. When I explain that recommendation algorithms are like a salesperson who's been reading your diary, following you around, and whispering in your ear 24/7, people get it. When I show them their data profile, they get furious. Understanding breeds healthy skepticism.
Let's dig into specific domains. Financial AI affects everyone. Luis, what are you seeing there?
Devastating impacts. Mr. Rodriguez came in last month, perfect payment history, steady job, denied for a car loan. The algorithm waited his nephew's bankruptcy because they once shared an address. He had no recourse because he couldn't understand the decision to challenge it.
This is digital redlining disguised as objective mathematics. Without literacy, people can't advocate for themselves.
The media landscape is equally treacherous. My students can't distinguish AI-generated images from real ones. Their parents share deep fakes on Facebook thinking they're real news. We're past the point where don't believe everything online is sufficient advice. That's terrifying. My kids show me videos and I can't tell what's real anymore. Last week, my son showed me a video of the president saying something outrageous. Turned out to be fake, but how was I supposed to know?
The tools exist to detect deep fakes, but they're not accessible to regular people. And detection is an arms race. As soon as we develop ways to spot fakes, the technology improves.
Let's talk workplace algorithms. People don't realize AI is managing them.
Amazon warehouse workers being fired by algorithm. Uber drivers getting deactivated without human review. Performance management systems that track every keystroke. Workers need to understand these systems to protect themselves.
I helped a delivery driver last week who was deactivated for inefficiency. The app had been routing him through construction zones, docking his ratings. He didn't know he could document app errors. Basic algorithmic literacy would have saved his job.
This connects to civic literacy, too. Voters don't understand how AI shapes what political content they see, how campaigns micro-target them, how their data predicts their voting behavior.
The healthcare domain might be most critical. David, have you encountered AI in medical settings?
My wife's mammogram was read by AI last year. The doctor spent 30 seconds explaining that a computer looked at it first. We had no idea if that was good or bad, what it meant for accuracy, whether a human even checked the AI's work. You're trusting your life to something you don't understand.
Medical AI literacy is life and death. Patients need to know when to ask for human review, understand AI limitations, recognize when algorithms might be biased against their demographic.
I investigated an insurance company using AI to deny claims. The algorithm was trained on data that essentially learned to deny expensive treatments. Patients didn't know they were fighting a machine programmed to say no.
How do we build frameworks for understanding? Maya, what's working in your workshops?
I start with data awareness. Show people what data they generate daily. Location, purchases, clicks, likes, time spent. Then I show them how that data builds profiles. Once they see themselves as data sources, they start understanding how AI uses that information.
Visual literacy helps too. I show how AI generates images, the artifacts, the tells. Once people see the patterns, they can't unsee them. But it requires practice, repetition.
Practical exercises work. I have people request their data from companies, review their privacy settings, see what algorithms think they want. The shock value opens minds to learning more.
What about linguistic and cultural barriers? We're talking about complex concepts that are hard enough in English.
My mom speaks primarily Spanish. Try explaining machine learning to her. The Spanish materials are either non-existent or badly translated tech jargon. She uses WhatsApp all day but has no idea Facebook owns it and analyzes her messages.
This is environmental injustice in digital form. Communities already marginalized face higher barriers to understanding systems that disproportionately harm them.
I've started creating explanatory content in multiple languages using cultural references that resonate. Explaining algorithms through cooking recipes for some communities, sports strategies for others, meeting people where they are.
Let's talk solutions. What would comprehensive AI literacy look like?
Start young, but don't forget adults. Kids need to understand data and algorithms like they learn about nutrition and exercise, basic life skills. Adults need accessible, judgment-free spaces to learn.
Community-based approaches. Libraries, community centers, churches, wherever people already gather, peer learning works better than top-down education.
Make it relevant to daily life. Don't start with what is AI. Start with why did you see that ad or how does your phone know where you are? Build from concrete to abstract.
And please, no more jargon. I don't need to know what a neural network is. I need to know when a computer is making decisions about my family and what I can do about it.
The resistance to transparency is strong, though. Companies profit from confusion.
Which is why media literacy must include recognizing corporate obfuscation. When a company says our proprietary algorithm, translate that to, we won't tell you how we judge you.
Critical thinking frameworks are essential. Question who benefits from opacity. Ask why systems aren't explainable. Demand accountability in plain language.
What about different generational needs? Seniors face unique challenges.
Scam literacy is huge for seniors. AI-powered voice cloning, sophisticated phishing, they need specific defensive knowledge. But many feel ashamed to ask for help, think they're too old to learn.
Intergenerational learning helps. Kids teaching grandparents, but structured so elders maintain dignity. Reverse mentoring with respect. My dad finally understood cookies when my daughter explained them as digital breadcrumbs you leave everywhere. Sometimes kids explain better than experts.
How do we address the pace of change? By the time people understand current AI, it's evolved.
Teach principles, not just tools. If you understand data collection and pattern matching, you can grasp new AI applications. Focus on critical thinking skills that transfer.
And normalize continuous learning. AI literacy isn't a one-time achievement. It's ongoing, like news literacy or financial literacy.
What role should government play? Regulation, education funding?
Both. Mandate transparency. Companies should explain AI decisions in plain language. Fund public education through libraries and community organizations.
Protect people while they're learning. You can't expect citizens to defend against systems they don't understand. Regulation should create breathing room for education.
Let's get specific about building critical frameworks. What questions should people ask?
Who decided this? Was it human or machine? What data did it use? Can I appeal? These four questions apply everywhere.
And my favorite, who makes money if I don't understand this? Usually answers why things are confusing.
Plus, what happens to my data? Who else sees it? How long is it kept? What are they predicting about me?
Don't forget, is this even legal? Many AI uses violate existing law, but people don't know their rights.
How do we make this sustainable? Individual literacy is important, but systemic change is needed.
Community defense networks. Groups that understand AI helping those who don't. Collective power against algorithmic harm.
Integrate into existing structures. Every public service teaching relevant AI literacy. DMV explaining facial recognition. Hospitals explaining AI diagnosis.
What about the emotional component? People feel helpless against these systems.
That's real. I felt stupid for not understanding what my kids do naturally. But when I learned these companies deliberately confuse us, I got mad. Anger motivates learning.
We see grief too. People mourning privacy they didn't know they'd lost. Processing emotions as part of literacy development.
Channel emotions into action. Confusion to curiosity, fear to caution, anger to advocacy. Emotional intelligence about AI is crucial.
As we wrap up, what's the single most important message?
You're not stupid for not understanding AI. The confusion is manufactured. With basic frameworks, anyone can develop critical AI literacy.
Start where you are. Pick one system you use daily, social media, shopping, whatever, and investigate how AI shapes your experience there. Don't let shame stop you from asking questions. Your confusion is valid and fixable.
Resources exist, libraries, community centers, online guides in multiple languages. You don't have to figure this out alone.
Most importantly, AI literacy is power. Understanding these systems is the first step to demanding they serve us, not exploit us. Every person who learns to question algorithms weakens their control.
The pattern is clear across domains, deliberate complexity, maintaining power imbalances. But knowledge breaks that control. Next week, we're examining how this connects to broader justice issues, how algorithmic oppression operates when people can't even name what's happening to them. Until then, remember, confusion is not consent. Understanding is resistance.